brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Ponzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
La Zambia, you did it! The Absa Marathon is officially sold out. 7,000 elite and social runners from Zambia and beyond are ready to tell their story on the 6th of September. But this race is bigger than just running. Together with World Vision, we're fighting menstrual poverty to keep thousands of girls in school. Visit absamarathonzambia.co.za and click on the Mzinga World Vision Challenge. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Government warns of financial strain as 10,000 of 139,000 cooperatives are repaying funds. Sylvia Masevo acknowledges persistent corruption and inequalities in Zambia's land sector. Julius Malema found guilty of hate speech over 2022 rally remarks. This is the news. I'm Lucibilo Gondwe. The Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprise Development has disclosed that out of 139,000 registered cooperatives in Zambia, only 10,000 are complying with fund repayment obligations. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, the Small and Medium Enterprise Development Minister, Elias Muvanga, expressed serious concern over the low repayment rate, which he says is costing government approximately 18.4 million kwacha annually. He noted that the financial shortfall threatens the sustainability of government-led empowerment programs and puts a strain on national revenue. Mr. Muvanga further highlighted that persistent non-compliance by cooperatives has made it increasingly difficult for government to evaluate their performance and overall contribution to economic development. He has warned that cooperatives defaulting on repayment should not be allowed to access public empowerment initiatives such as the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, and the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, funds. Mr. Muvanga says the ministry will collaborate with all government ministries that are currently providing empowerment funds to make it mandatory for any cooperative applying for empowerment funds to submit their application with an attached annual return.
I want to say we've got about 139,000 registered cooperatives and only 10,000 and the only that are able to comply. Imagine. So we are losing what? Revenue. And I think it's good that you came so that we can inform the nation. And this is why we think we want to make sure that cooperatives comply. And in fact, I must also add, when you are not paying your annual returns, you'll be deregistered according to the law, because government needs to get some returns in there. Imagine 139,000 cooperatives registered in Zambia and only 10,000 are able to pay.
Lands and Natural Resources Minister Sylvia Masebo has acknowledged that Zambia's land sector continues to face deep-rooted corruption and inequalities despite decades of pushing for reforms by successive governments. Speaking at the launch of the Braille Lands Rights materials, consisting of 1,600 toolkits for persons with blindness by Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, in Lusaka today, Ms. Masebo said progress in harmonizing land acquisition processes has been slow and the fight against corruption in the sector remains far from being won. She explains that despite government's move to resolve the issue through the introduction of Bill 13 on land and deeds, it faced resistance from stakeholders, many of whom, she said, misunderstood the bill's intent. Ms. Masebo has emphasized that stakeholders must give government an opportunity to resolve issues through the bill, emphasizing that her ministry is committed to improving transparency, fairness, and access to land for all Zambians.
People have different priorities in these offices. Different priorities. Okay, I can come here, read and walk out and throw it on my desk and go and do other things. So, we have to find ways, effective ways and means of working between the civil society and government. Okay? I'm saying this because the last time we tried as a ministry to come up with a policy, which was Bill 13, the first people to say no were you guys. The land, not the land alliance, they say the people involved, whatever you are calling. And of course, my first instinct, I just laughed. I said, so what are they opposing?
Meanwhile, the TIZ Executive Director, Maurice Nyambe, has urged the government to make it mandatory to provide at least 10% of land to persons with disability and make processes accessible to citizens to curtail any form of corruption.
Secondly, that land application processes be simplified and adapted in order to ensure accessibility. The third recommendation was that representation of persons with disabilities in land governance structures and integrity committees be guaranteed as envisioned under Article 173 of the Constitution of Zambia. The fourth recommendation, Honorable Minister, was that accessible information tools, including the Braille materials that we are launching today, be developed by different stakeholders. And last but by no means least, our recommendation was that there be speedy implementation of the 5 statutory instruments under the Disability Act.
The Southern Africa Resource Watch, SARW, Senior Research and Advocacy Officer Edward Lange has called for a technocrat-led mining sector instead of a politically driven system, which he says has failed to uphold transparency and accountability. Mr. Lange says with politicians at the forefront, Zambia continues to witness unmet pronouncements and unrealistic targets in the mining industry. He tells Phoenix News that excessive politicking has exposed mine workers to meager salaries and poor conditions of service, while foreign investors exploit the country with impunity. Mr. Lange has further stressed the need for a technocratic approach that can properly interrogate how much each investor is actually putting into their assets, rather than relying on inflated figures announced to support political narratives. He notes that as Zambia is a member of the Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative, EITI, transparency and accountability remain central in ensuring mining firms operate as good corporate citizens.
Let technocrats handle the issues and not politicians, because these meetings that they are doing, going round, they are giving an indication that there's something that the government is trying to justify, which is not going in the correct direction. So I think as an institution, if that is the investment that has been put in place.
A total of 1,092 youth from all 10 provinces of Zambia are currently undergoing medical examinations at 3 Zambia National Service ZNS training facilities in Eastern, Copperbelt and Northern provinces ahead of the commencement of the voluntary military training on 1st September. The trainees, 624 males and 468 females, were selected from all 156 constituencies and will undergo 6 months of military drills, agriculture skills training, and lessons in morals and national values, a training away from the actual ZNS recruitment training program. Speaking to the media in Kitwe today, the Ministry of Defense Principal Public Relations Officer, Paul Shalala, says the program, funded through a 17.1 million Kwacha Constituency Development Fund grant, has ensured that each constituency contributes 7 youth, 4 male and 3 females.
1,092 youths from the 156 constituencies have been identified, and these who are selected, as we speak now, they are doing their medicals at three different sites. We have one site here at ZNS Kitwe, where they are being screened from Monday up to Friday. We have another site at ZNS Shimba in Kasama District in Northern Province. Then we also have Chiwoko Camp in Eastern Province.